It is the Friday show. We're back after the October international break. Only one more international break to come, and then everyone gets a clean run until the second half of March. Something to look forward to there. I've got Kiefer and Tezza with me. Luke, Natalie and Tom will all be joining us to talk about Everton and Burnley and Aston Villa, respectively. But the weekend starts 12:30, Nottingham Forest versus Chelsea. Seven played, Kiefer. Quiz question, how many more games have Chelsea won this season than Nottingham Forest?
I'm going to guess two.
You are right to guess two. It's our second start of this recording. I've done that quiz question twice. It's the feelings that's dead interesting, because Chelsea finished the last international break with the win against Benfica, which wasn't some sort of glorious performance, but it's because it's then backed up with the last minute winner against Liverpool, and both therefore make Chelsea feel as though they were in the ascendancy. I think it's ridiculous the managers end up getting a touchline ban off the basis of celebrating with his players. There's reasons to get touchline bans. That is not one of them for me. But the point being is that he had that moment where he's not really felt, I think in a few ways, like a full Chelsea manager. That felt significant. The feelings were there, and it feels the absolute opposite at Forest. Yeah. But that said, the maddest thing about this is that if Forest do beat Chelsea on Saturday at 12:30, I don't think they will, but if they do, then it is only one win difference after 8 games played, and the universe just doesn't feel like that.
No, not at all. And I think especially because Forest have had a managerial change so early in the season, and normally with that comes a bit of a bounce, and Forest just haven't had that because of Postecoglou. I'm not sure on the managerial slider why. Well, I mean, we know that the Forest owner is absolutely mad, but I'm not sure in what world you feel like you can go from Nuno Espirito Santo to Postecoglou mid-season. It is just an insane appointment, and I think we're seeing that now, and clearly the due diligence wasn't done on Forest end, and that has resulted in this game feeling absolutely huge for Forest's season. But, you know, they did so much of the hard work last year in terms of, you know, breaking into European football. They obviously qualified for the Conference League, then get promoted, or however it was through, you know, the debacle with Palace. They end up in the Conference League, but now it feels like all that work is slowly being undone. It's a huge game, like I say, must win for Postecoglou, and it's funny how you say that they feel worlds apart, Chelsea and Forest, and I think that is because, you know, we've only played 7 games this season, so the points margins aren't going to be you know too big at this stage of the season. But I think also when we have so many international breaks and so much stop start in the opening weeks of the season, I think those feelings intensify, especially when there's no football on. People have to delve deeper. You know, when there's that huge kind of gap in the fixture list, you have to look and kind of not create narratives, but you maybe overanalyze things, and I think that's maybe what's been happening.